because we're involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hope this evening to have John Quirk with us. And John Quirk is one of the most fascinating people I know, 25 years in intelligence. For the last 20 years we've known him, why he actually tracks down money. And, of course, a lot of people are hiding money all throughout the world. And he's a fellow who tracks that down. Whether he still has any relationship to the CIA, he certainly doesn't admit to that. But he does have contacts with the intelligence agencies all throughout the world. And, of course, he was going to bring us a rundown of what's really going on over there in the Near East, in the Middle East. He's been with Turkey for a number of years. And, of course, Turkey is certainly having tremendous uncertainty, tremendous problems there. And hopefully why we have John will be with us here very, very shortly. But then, of course, what's really going on as far as Syria is concerned? Well, let's get... Hi, John, are you there?
Yes, hi, good evening.
I'm so looking forward to our program. So you pick up the story. I've already introduced you. So tell us what's really going on, the information we're not getting from the controlled media here in the United States.
Well, as you know, I just spent about 6 weeks in Europe, and I was back in Turkey as well. And if you remember, several months ago, I had mentioned that we are actually being driven out of the Middle East, okay, that our foreign policy and our capitalism, so to speak, which is the basis of our foreign policy, really conflicts with religious Islam and what's happening. Now, you heard today that the United States broadcast that the Sunni jihadists have taken over Mosul in Iraq. The Sunnis, they claim it's al-Qaeda, but it's really Sunnis, have also, a couple weeks ago, taken over Fallujah. And this is a very bad situation. What it basically means is, in addition to us being driven out of the Mideast, we've spent billions and billions of dollars almost for nothing. The Sunnis in Mosul have also captured large amounts of American equipment, drones, tanks, ammunition, and what you're seeing is the beginning of Islamic states, failed states, first of all, and then Islamic states in Iraq, in Syria. It Mosul is very, very important to Turkey because there's a pipeline that goes to Turkey. I think they get 15 to 20% of their oil. And what you're going to see is that the Kurds in Turkey and the Kurds in Iraq are probably going to ally together with their army. They have a 600,000-man trained CIA army, and the conflict is just going to get worse and worse. Now, what that basically means is, I want to jump to economics here. The national security crisis in the Mideast, in Iraq, in Syria, and as you know, Syria is basically developing into a country just full of rubble. There's 2.5 million refugees. Assad was just reelected. Hezbollah is helping them. Obama really dropped the ball in not supporting the opposition where the CIA was starting to help at least fight Assad. So the whole area is basically poised for expansive war. That means it could threaten Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. It is certainly going to threaten Turkey. The peace negotiations that Obama...
I'm going to interrupt you there because we're going to a break in just a minute. But our guest is John Quirk. And we're talking certainly about the seething hotbed ready for a major war in the Middle East.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Oh. Whale. This is Arthur Stan, and I specifically wanted our listeners to hear everything that John had to say. So we played music during the break so you wouldn't miss what he was saying. But he's talking about the 600,000 man Iraqi army, CIA trained, is ready for war over there. Now, did you mention, certainly, what about Turkey's army? Is the Turkey's army armed and equipped by the CIA, or who's behind the Turkish army?
Well, we used to train them, but not anymore. And in fact, mentioning the CIA, a couple of friends of mine have referred to what's happening as the 2,000-mile war, which means that the war could go from Pakistan all the way to Turkey. It's about 2,000 miles. Today, the Taliban is increasing its attack in Pakistan, and as you know, the Pakistanis have 40 to 60 nuclear weapons. The Taliban is getting stronger. The Taliban is getting very strong in Afghanistan. The bottom line is Iran is supposed to make a peace agreement with the West and the United States July 20th. I can tell you without a doubt that is completely off. The Iranians now are energized because they see the fallout of what's happening in Iraq. They see the fallout of the debacle in Syria. And Turkey, because of corruption, is having tremendous problems. Now, in addition to this regional war that is already going on, it started in Iraq by losing Mosul today. Okay, the Sunnis have basically taken over that part of it. Maliki, who the United States supports, it seems like we always pick the loser. We've put trillions of dollars into this guy. He backed a Shiite government. I have very good friends in the parliament there in Iraq. They can't stand the Sunnis. The Sunnis can't stand them. And the Kurds, who the United States has backed, supplies a lot of oil through Kirkuk to Turkey. They're very worried because, as you know, the Sunnis have used biological and chemical weapons against them in the previous wars. So what is happening? Iraq now is fully engaged in war between the Sunnis that are getting tremendous amounts of arms. Now they have American arms against the Shiites that Maliki supports. Iran is sitting by the sidelines, very happy. They're figuring, why do we have to give up nuclear weapons now? The United States is pulling out and basically being driven out. The United States, under the Obama administration, has managed to offend the Israelis, our only ally there. They've offended the Saudis. The Kuwaitis are nervous. Al-Qaeda is raising its ugly head in Yemen, okay? So what's happening? You saw what's happened with these Taliban terrorists in Doha. They're probably even going to disappear in the next couple months and go back and organize more Taliban fighters in Afghanistan as we pull out. So the whole region is up for grabs. But this is an indicator of what's going to happen economically, even to the United States, and it's not good. There's tremendous capital flight leaving Turkey because of the trouble and corruption. There's capital flight leaving Russia because of what Putin is doing in the Ukraine. And there's tremendous capital flight coming out of China. I just met the chief prosecutor in London a couple of weeks ago, and he claims that something like 54,000 Chinese have stolen $1 trillion through corruption. Well, the balance of this, how it affects currency, is as follows. When there's a lot of capital flight, okay, it starts to undermine currency and the balance of payments. And that is starting to happen right now. So when capital flows out of countries, it affects currency. Now, what you have here in the Eurozone, let's jump over to the Eurozone, they're already in deep trouble economically. They see the capital flight from Russia and Turkey. They see that the euro per se is in crisis. It's when you transfer dollars in the euro, it says it's about 137, but it costs about $1.46, $1.47. So this is an issue where the banks are not involved because the banks in Europe are completely illiquid. So you're going to have a currency drop. Germany and France are already printing their own currency. The printing presses are going as we talk because they figure that if the currency collapses, their balance of payments will be country for country, not tied to the Eurozone, which is completely in debt. So the Eurozone member countries, they can always fund their own current deficits. Germany can fund their own, France can fund their own, and they're basically saying to heck with Spain, which has 25% employment, to heck with Portugal, Greece, to heck with Italy, and the heck with putting money into the other all 29 countries. So you are going to have a currency crisis, and it's starting now because of all the capital flight that's leaving China, Turkey, and Europe.
And let me just repeat what you're saying, is that both Germany and France are printing up their own money rather than the euro, which, of course, is what the common currency over there is, because they really feel that certainly the European Union currency is going to collapse.
Yes. There's no doubt about it. And it also issues a lot of, there's other issues here. There's the issue of credits, trade. They're all kind of going on their own. They're really, really looking at things that are affecting their own business. For instance, trade is slowing down in the Eurozone. It's also slowing down in China and certainly slowing down in Russia. Now, the false economy, if you will, is a look at the American economy. According to the Obama administration, you know, unemployment is down. We're starting to pick up. But that's really a false economy because all it means is that the United States is going to suffer probably in the last stage of a new economic crisis. It's going to affect first the Mideast. It's going to affect then the Eurozone. It's already affecting China, and a lot of Chinese are leaving the country. The Chinese prosecutor, Dreimetz, said tons of Chinese are taking their money and moving to Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle and Miami and buying real estate like the Turks are because they're afraid the other shoe is going to drop economically. And all the trouble in the Middle East is becoming more of a catalyst for that. And as a result, American foreign policy is just standing by doing nothing. Our foreign policy, you see, our State Department, our CIA, our military, as well as the American people, are tired of wars. They're tired of Iraq. We're losing Iraq. We're tired of Afghanistan. In 13 years, we're actually losing. We're pulling most of our troops out, but we're continuing to spend billions of dollars in those two countries, and we're spending more money in the Ukraine, Central Asia, because we think we can pull out our checkbook, and that doesn't mean we have to put boots on the ground or engage in more State Department and diplomacy. Our diplomacy is not working, okay? The Russians have outmaneuvered us in the Ukraine. They're moving into Turkey. China and Russia have formed a big alliance, if you've read about the new pipeline and oil deal that they're making. And Russia is trying to hawk a lot of new military equipment to the Chinese. They're also trying to expand bases in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and possibly Ecuador. Although the Russians are now starting to worry about their own balance of payments and the fact that the ruble could crash because of Putin's adventures in the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. But while it may seem in the next year or two that the United States is doing very well, we cannot do well in this global economy if Europe fails, and certainly if China starts to reduce its manufacturing capability. The Chinese may start eventually to squeeze us on the $1 trillion that we owe them. The other thing is our foreign policy over the last 2 years has really failed. In Syria, we let the Russians play us. In Iran, the Iranians are not going to make peace with us. Okay, they're not going to sign a nuclear agreement. There's no doubt about it. Okay, we're losing Iraq. We're losing parts of what used to be Lebanon with Hezbollah. And what's happening, you see, our foreign policy has changed. Obama is actually advancing the concept, an old concept, of a containment policy against China. It's a big mistake. We've just signed an agreement with the Philippines to go back into Subic Bay. We're trying to make friends with Vietnam because they've had a long time animosity with the Chinese. We're getting closer to Malaysia. We're getting closer to Indonesia, Thailand. We're getting a lot closer to India. And the Chinese don't like that. The Chinese see us as aggressive bullies in that area who want to deny them oil revenues. There's two great energy superpowers, Russia and the United States. China has no oil, so they have to either get it from Central Asia and Russia, or they have to take it away from Vietnam and the Philippines and the Spratly Islands.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. But what John is basically saying, Sydney, is that America is moving its shift, its foreign policy, out of certainly Central Asia, out of the Mideast, and beginning to move now over towards China, where we'll be in direct competition with China. And basically that, and the world faces a world monetary crisis that's coming and coming very.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
2 years ago.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, John Quirk, who I've known for well over 25 years, who spent most of his life working with the intelligence agencies, has contacts all throughout the world, is regularly traveling through the world and identifying where money has been either taken or misappropriated. Anyway, John Nelson is telling us basically two things. So far, we're on the verge of a major monetary crisis. And secondly, America now is beginning to pull its forces out of the Middle East and beginning to shift them into the Far East in direct confrontation with China. Go right ahead, John.
Well, what's happening is there's definitely going to be a currency collapse. What no one wants is a economic collapse. And in the past, the United States has used its power, financial power, to squeeze different regions and countries. I mean, during the Reagan administration, the United States really brought about the economic collapse of the Soviet communism. You know, there's no doubt about it. And now what happens when you have economic collapse, a lot of sanctions go into effect. Now we have sanctions against Russia. We have sanctions against Iran. We have sanctions starting against Venezuela. We've had sanctions against North Korea and Cuba. And all of those targets that we have are usually, they're Marxist countries. They're opposed to capitalism. So we are quietly, a lot of people don't talk about it, we are trying to drive these countries basically out of business. Now, there's a pro and con of that, okay? Because if you have a lot of wars, that's not good. If you have revolution, that's not good. But because what Putin did in the Ukraine was really an excuse for the Obama administration in the United States to impose lots of sanctions against Russia, and Russia can't do anything about it. But there's a lot of other things that are happening that are not good in the world. The banks in Europe are illiquid. They don't even issue letters of credit to existing French or German or Italian companies anymore. It's very, very bad. Automakers in Europe are moving to Africa and other parts of Central Asia because they can't afford the high labor costs because of the socialist governments there. With the increase of war, you could have hyperinflation on wealth and commerce. One of the other negatives is that there's been a lot of gold hoarding, and there's estimates that there's not enough gold to back up Russian currency, German currency, even American currency. The gold just isn't there. It's been moved to India. It's been moved to China. It's been moved to certain countries in Latin America. And when you don't have stable currencies, you need gold. And there's not a lot of gold to back up the debt or the balance of payments. So what do? The United States prints money. Europe does not print money. Although Berlusconi of Italy 3 weeks ago when I was in Europe, he said we should start printing money to avoid the collapse of the euro. Well, they're not going to do it. They're just very, very conservative on that. Where America is lucky, we can print money. So
we can print money as long as we're the reserve currency. But if anything happens and we begin to lose our status as a reserve currency, then of course we couldn't print money, and the whole house of cards would come down.
Well, that's right. And here's the point. Russia and China are trying to outmaneuver us and eliminate the United States dollar as a reserve currency. That's how they're fighting back. Now, it's going to be who is the strongest one economically to be able to do that. Russia and China are already planning to do that, okay? Because, you see, the Chinese don't want to be stiff. We owe them money. They don't owe us money, okay? And there's not a lot they can do to us if we don't pay them, okay? Now, the Chinese went in and took over a whole state in Venezuela because they wouldn't take bolivars, but they still have to take dollars, but they don't like doing it. So the real conspiracy economically in the world, there's several conspiracies. The United States may make a big push, especially with the one world people that are behind Obama, to finally eliminate a lot of Marxism and Marxist countries, which you may seem on the surface may not be all that bad, but it could still bring a lot of chaos in those countries. And a lot of those countries, like North Korea, possibly even Cuba, Iran and Pakistan and China and Russia all have nuclear weapons. So you have to be careful that they don't strike out against us in revenge, or if their countries start to have chaos.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, the most endowed man by some people agree that miracles are so real. It is a miracle. Miracles and products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you out in the listening audience are listening to this very, very carefully. I really believe that John has a great grasp of what's going on. I've known him for many years. We're going to take and put the last four interviews with him into a four CD set, which I would think that many of you would want to get and listen to a number of times, because we are on the edge of a major monetary crisis. America, for some incredible reason, is beginning to shift its military thrust out of the Middle East, where we've been unnecessarily for so long, now into the Far East in direct confrontation with China. Why would we do that? And then there's so many nations in the world today that have nuclear weapons. Why would we be, suddenly under any circumstances, putting ourselves into a position where we could go into a confrontation with nations that have nuclear weapons? Go right ahead, John.
Well, talking about the currency, one of the things that always happens when you prop up the exchange rate, it can't last forever. And there's a lot of indicators now that in terms of a decline of currencies, it affects the foreign reserves of a country. Most of the European countries don't have solid foreign reserves. Neither does the United States. But when you have rising unemployment, like you have in Europe, 25% unemployment. And, you know, the United States issues false reports. They say our unemployment is only 6.3%, but we still have 15 million people out of work that were working before the debacle in 2008. So what is our unemployment, 9% or 10? It's still very high. I mean, it's not like Greece, 26%, Spain, 25%. I was in France for 2 weeks. It's like about 14%. It's 42% among young people between the ages of 18 and 25. But when you start to devalue the currency, okay, and you start to affect bringing in cheaper foreign goods like the United States has been doing with China, eventually you get into trouble. The problem with Europe, it's a real basic problem. There's not enough money to go around. And having, I've had a house in France for 25 years. I can tell you that the biggest source of revenue for the French is taxation. They've raised the taxes on wealthy people to 76 to 80%, on companies 70%. And they don't have any, way around that. They don't have any things that can escape that. So as a result, they keep funding their socialism. People only work 35 hours a week. The schools close for 12 to 18 days every 6 weeks. Everybody's on vacation. And the banks will not loan any money. They're illiquid. So what is eventually going to happen, because they don't have foreign reserves, they don't have companies, big capitalistic companies like the United States do that create lots of jobs. Instead, they have companies like Peugeot and Elf Aquitaine and other companies like Thompson. But those companies are being drained because they charge 70 to 80% taxes. Eventually, there could be a collapse. And the collapse of the currency I'm talking about. So the only way out of that is to print francs. The same thing with the Germans. Now, the Germans hold the key to really the U.S. salvation in relationship with the euro. They're being squeezed by the Russians on energy. They're also upset about the NSA spying on them. They kind of use that as an excuse. And they certainly want to dominate Europe. They want to get rid of a lot of the shackles that World War II has placed on them. And the whole thing, to me, says there's going to be a collapse of the euro. When the collapse of the euro happens, it means the countries are in bad shape. Now, that means the United States will not be selling as many products in the 29 countries. We're not going to be selling as many products. Remember, we're a capitalist country. We're not going to be selling as many products, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, to Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and so on and so forth. Even Israel is starting to move away from the United States and buying our products, okay? They're starting to develop their own products and building better relations with the Arab countries, African countries, China, and even Latin America. So what it basically says is the United States, which is a capitalist country, because we believe in exporting our foreign policy and exporting our capitalism, selling Coca-Cola in our cars, we're going to lose markets. We're going to lose markets in the Mideast. We're going to lose markets in Europe because Europe won't have the money to buy things. And we may lose markets in what Putin sees as Russian-held territories. So the mistake the United States can be seen to be making, we're putting all these sanctions against Russia. What that really means is we're squeezing the Russians, but the Russians aren't going to buy our products either. So what do? We go into China, and instead of trying to build better trade relations with the Chinese, we're talking about squeezing them on protective tariffs and going back to China's old enemies, Taiwan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, not even to speak of Japan and South Korea. And the Chinese, who we owe lots of money to, will also stop buying our products. So eventually, down the line, the United States is going to be short of revenue. Okay, I mean, unless we go to Mars and start selling Coca-Cola up on Mars, I don't know who's going to be buying our products in 3 to 4 years, because the economic situation, to summarize, in Europe will be down, in the Mideast will be down, and then we have exported a lot of our outsourcing to countries like India and China. And that would possibly create even more unemployment in the United States. So people that say this economic downturn from 2008 is starting to turn around in the United States is just not true. It's an illusion. They're massaging the numbers, because you must look at the international global market. And the United States is heavily involved, as other countries, in the global financial markets. And the global financial markets are now basically structured this way. It's the English-speaking countries, and the proof of that is England never went on the euro, and it hurt the Europeans. They stayed away from the euro. So it's Europe, it's England, America, Canada, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, English-speaking countries, basically in competition with the euro, competition with Europe. So nobody knows what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball, but Germany could start allying itself more to Russia. And here's the other thing that's really strange. It's really a conundrum. 2 weeks ago when I was in Europe, many of the governments elected very right-wing candidates. Now, you would think they would be more conservative, but they're not right-wing the way we think of our right-wing in this country. They're actually aligning themselves with Russia because they see Putin as a strong leader. Putin doesn't like homosexuals. Putin doesn't like same-sex marriage. Putin doesn't like illegal immigration. Putin has his own ideas, which is anti-American. And these right-wing governments have been elected, including France, see an alliance with Putin. So my only point is, eventually, we don't know where some of these countries in Europe are going to go. England feels that they're going to go more towards Russia, and England is coming more towards the United States. And if you believe in conspiracy theories, England and America, anyway, are part of the one world philosophy with the sterling. They're part of this whole thing of forming a commonwealth of English-speaking countries to protect themselves on trade barriers and so on. So whatever you see, there is certainly chaos in the financial markets. And just to repeat it, summarize again, The banks in Europe are illiquid. They have no money. There is not a lot of money circulating around. There is extremely high unemployment in Europe, except for the Scandinavian countries, okay? The Mideast is a pot that's already boiling over with Syria, Iraq, and then our long-term adversary, Iran. Russia is involved supporting Iran, supporting Syria, and trying to do everything they can to poke the United States in the eye. They're using tremendous subversion in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. They're using subversion in Turkey. Turkey, which was a longtime U.S. ally, is drifting more to the Islamic world. I mean, religious Islamic world. And then on top of that, Mr. Obama is moving into China with a containment policy that's based out of the 1950s, which I don't think the Chinese are going to accept, and it could cause conflict with the United States. So that's where we are today. And I think if you watch what's happening in the Middle East and Europe, you'll get a pretty good idea over the next 18 months what's eventually going to happen to the United States.
Well, I think we're living in very, very dangerous times. Now, what about South America? And is South America going to play any part in this unfolding scenario?
Well, Chile, Colombia, even Brazil and Mexico are very strong economic countries and very strong with the United States. Their democracies, their economies are doing very, very well. Venezuela, of course, is not. Venezuela just passed a law that it'll cost you 10 times as much to buy an airplane ticket to get out of the country. There's ration stamps. It has become a Marxist Cuba, basically. It's a police state, and it can no longer even economically support its other left-leaning countries like Ecuador, Bolivia. Cuba, of course, is riding the gravy train with Venezuelan oil. But these countries in Latin America that were once supported by Venezuela are in trouble, and that's good for the United States. The only fly in the ointment is that Russia and China have come in and said that they would bail out Bolivia, Ecuador, if they give them bases in Nicaragua, bases in El Salvador, bases in Venezuela, and recent intelligence says that neither the Chinese or the Russians really have the money to do that. They threaten to build bases. So I think for the time being, as long as Mexico is stable economically, Colombia is certainly doing very well. Brazil has some problems, but I think democracy probably will increase in Latin America, and we have to form better alliances with the Latin countries. We've kind of ignored them because we've always focused on Europe and we've always focused on the Mideast, and now Obama says we have to focus on China. When these people are Americans like we are, it's our soft underbelly if we don't pay attention. And I think with Latins, Latin America, we have to be less racist, and we have to build better trading blocks than we do, else we will be marginalized by the Chinese and possibly the Europeans.
Well, now, what can the average American do, basically? Obviously, as you said, we're facing a monetary crisis. We're maybe even facing a monetary collapse. And this would certainly have a profound impact upon certainly the life savings, the security of the average American, whose his pension, annuities, everything is tied into the stability of the dollar. And the dollar itself is no longer stable, certainly, as far as the world is concerned. What can the average individual out there listening to this program do to protect himself?
I would say the first thing that has to be done, we need new leadership in Washington, whether it's Tea Party candidates or Republicans that want to cooperate or Democrats that are more moderate, because this administration, and God forbid if Hillary Clinton gets in, she'll be another leftist getting in, which will mean massive spending by the government, okay? We need an administration that continues to cut budgets so Americans can have more money in their pocketbook and we get Americans back to work. That's really not happening. Obama promises a lot of things, but Obamacare hasn't created jobs. Unemployment, as I said, really hasn't come back for the 10 to 15 million Americans that are almost permanently out of work. There's been no new trade programs. Obama, when he got in, said he wanted to build a big infrastructure. Our roads and bridges are falling apart. Our ports are falling apart. And yet only 3 to 4% of the money that was approved has been spent because of various blockages, not just Obama, but blockages on the state level. This crazy Environmental Protection Agency makes it difficult for everybody to get through the red tape to build a bridge, or you have to protect the owl, you have to protect animal rights, you have to protect swamps, and so on and so forth. We have to develop our infrastructure before there is an economic collapse. That means new roads, new bridges, new ports, putting people back to work, and new leadership. And if we have another 4 to 8 years of the Democrats who have just continued to spend money, I think the debt is up to $18 trillion now, and we're continuing to spend money in Iraq and Afghanistan and putting more money into Eastern Europe, and now we're going to build up part of our military and cyber command and cyber warfare against the Chinese, we will eventually go bankrupt, no matter what anybody says. We will go bankrupt if we continue to keep spending money. Our military today is second to none. We do not have to add billions and billions of dollars, and we do not have to cut billions and billions. We should maintain it exactly the way it is. We've got something like 17 aircraft carrier task groups. That's enough to take on anybody in the world if we have to. And I think that if we get new leadership in Washington, it'll help get the American public back working again, have more confidence. We have a lot of grassroots domestic violence groups and these patriot groups and other radical groups that are starting that hate law enforcement.
John, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're going to come to the end of the program. Our guest has been John Quirk, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll want to get copy of this tape and listen to it several times. And the several other tapes that John is doing with us this time. It's vitally important that you get the overview, and I don't know anybody who does it better than John. John, God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, the next day, and keep in touch, please.
Thank you and the listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. And I do hope that you enjoy our conversations with John Quirk. But remember, certainly America may be the most powerful military country in the world, but at one time we had over 31,000 nuclear weapons. Today we have 1,000 nuclear weapons. Certainly during the Reagan administration, while we certainly had over 6,000 ships, at 600 ships at sea, today we have 100 ships at sea. During the Reagan administration, we had certainly 15 carrier groups. Today, we have three at sea, and certainly it would take us several months to get the fourth one to sea. Basically, we have suddenly cut back dramatically on our military troops. America is not the nation that we were. And you must understand that the people who are running our country have a different agenda. They do not believe in American military preponderance. They believe in a one-world government and certainly a one-world financial system. And the destruction of Christianity, we are on the verge of dramatic changes in our structure of society. And we are on the verge of a monetary collapse. It's not imaginary, it's real. And you better start making your plans accordingly. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, is primarily listener-supported. And we will give you the information you will not get elsewhere, and I will tell you that the talk you just heard by John Quirk is vitally important. If you would like to order the 4-CD set, you need to get it and listen to it repeatedly. And Sydney, because in each one he has additional information. And John is one of the finest sources of information I know, and I found him through the years to be very, very accurate. Well, under any circumstances, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do, quite frankly, we need your financial support so we can continue informing the American people. And believe me, people all throughout America, people throughout the world listen to our programs and are getting information and they're getting prepared. Are we going to change the course of events? I don't think so. But at least a lot of our listeners, of course, will be prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. So what can you do? Well, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our monthly newsletter. You can get our monthly newsletter and the four best CDs of the month. You can certainly get all the 4-CD sets and the other things we carry. And this afternoon, I was talking about one of our talks, I think an excellent one. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. We have another talk called Agenda 21, The Secret Agenda. And these are DVDs. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that you'll want to get those. And we hope you, of course, want to get our 4-CD set on Did Hitler Escape? Because Hitler did escape. Hitler was allowed to escape to South America because the Nazi movement was certainly part and parcel of certainly the plan of the elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to copy it. You need, of course, to but we'll be glad to sell it to you cheaper if you buy it in bulk. You need to help us get the information out so people can understand that the fact that there really are supernatural forces involved in this battle. This is not a battle that is simply unfolding. This is a battle that certainly has strong bases in prophecies. And many of the things that are happening today were prophesied thousands and thousands of years ago, and they're coming to pass today. So basically, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with another fascinating program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
Stand back here over the second hour of Radio Liberty. I guess the second hour is Richard Gage, and Richard Gage is the medical director. He has formed Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have been fighting, certainly our forces have been in Afghanistan for 13 years. Why have our forces been in Afghanistan for 13 years fighting? Well, because, of course, what happened on September 11th, 2001, when, of course, America was attacked, at least we were told, by extremist elements, certainly by al-Qaeda, by Osama bin Laden. And because of that, why we had to retaliate, certainly on Afghanistan. And we've been fighting there ever since then. And, of course, then, but what really happened to the Twin Towers? What really happened to Building Number 7? Well, Richard is an architect, and certainly he formed Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. A number of certainly people who joined with him said that they examined certainly what happened that day, and they don't believe it's accurate. So, Richard, I'm going to let you pick up the story, because, of course, now I know you recently put together certainly some new groups, some new studies, and come up with some amazing information. You pick up the story about what really happened on September 11th and why we've been fighting in Afghanistan for 13 long years.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to be on your program today. I do represent more than 2,200 architects and engineers now. At this point, in the last 8 years, we have just been collecting more and more. And they're calling for a real investigation because of the evidence for explosive-controlled demolition. And that is nowhere more evident than at World Trade Center 7. And so when I present to audiences around the world, about 350 now, groups of 100 to 3,000 in 32 foreign countries and 80 American cities, we start with Building 7, and it's just so obvious to most people. And as I'm describing this, your audience members can look at it on their computer by looking at our website, which is AE911truth.org.
That's ae911truth.org. And you'll see Building 7 dropping. Now, it is a 47-story skyscraper. And in the afternoon of 9/11, about 5:20, this massive skyscraper, the size of a football field, 47 of them stacked up on top of each other, dropped symmetrically, suddenly, straight down into its own footprint just about, and in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. There's no difference. And people who see this, you know, automatically, intuitively know that it's just like the old hotels in Las Vegas that they would bring down with explosives. In fact, there were plenty of witnesses of such explosives. And in fact, there's explosives found in the rubble underneath the pile by first responders, by structural engineers, by the firefighters and iron workers as well. And this is, they call it molten steel flowing like lava. They're just aghast at this phenomena, which they've never seen in high-rise fires or any kind of fire, really, short of a blast furnace in a steel plant.
Well, but basically, of course, this is an amazing, amazing thing. And the most Americans don't even think about 9/11. They don't think about why we went to Afghanistan. That's all past history. And yet, of course, now you put together a group of people who have done a careful analysis of the certainly what happened at 9/11. And I'm going to ask you when we get back to get into a detail on what these committees are made up of, certainly of scientists and architects and engineers, have come to the conclusion they've come to. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we're fighting in Afghanistan. Is it possible we've been lied to? Is it possible? Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Richard Gage. And if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And of course, lots of people, most people just as soon forget what happened, certainly 13 years ago, on September 11th, when the Twin Towers came down, but also Building 7 came down. And Richard, of course, has put together well over 2,100 architects and engineers who say that we have not been told the truth. Richard, I want you to tell us about your recent committees that have put together and evaluated what really happened and what the conclusion has been.
Yes, we have clearly concluded, based on the evidence, of visual evidence of Building 7, and I'm talking all 2,200 licensed and or degreed architects and engineers, that that the video evidence, the eyewitness testimony at the site with first responders like Kevin McPadden and others who heard massive explosions at the building's base before Building 7 came down, and the forensic evidence of molten metal, Swiss cheese-like steel, hot sulfur and hot molten iron invading the steel, steel beams being partially evaporated. Based on all this evidence, which is documented in Appendix C of the FEMA report in 2002, that these buildings came down by explosive control. Well, this one particularly we're talking about right now, Building 7, explosive-controlled demolition. And that is extremely disturbing because the official report that came out 8 years later, by the way, from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, claimed that this building came down by, quote, normal office fires. Now, normal office fires have never brought down a steel frame building, and we have over 100 examples of very hot, large, and long-lasting fires in these buildings. And, you know, there's sometimes a beam will warp or something, in addition to the interior finish damage, which is remodeled, and the building is put back into operation. And this has happened again and again and again. But all of a sudden, on 9/11, we have not one, but three high-rises that primarily due to office fire fall straight down uniformly, almost at free fall, in the case of Building 7, at free fall for a third of fall, free fall, meaning no resistance from any of the 80 columns in that building. How could none of those columns provide any resistance for 100 feet of its fall? That means they had to have been removed. That can only be done explosively. So you see, Dr. Stan, all of the evidence adds up to controlled demolition, and none of it adds up to support NIST theory of fire. NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. They were tasked by Congress with explaining all three high-rise collapses to the American people, and they've done a very poor job of obfuscating the evidence, because in the case of Building 7, they produced a 1,000-page report. In the case of World Trade Center Twin Towers, a 10,000-page report. And, of course, coming years afterward, when people just aren't focused on that anymore, it's an exercise in obfuscation and a cover-up of something much more dastardly. I mean, to put explosives in Building 7, we're talking about access to, you know, the elevator shaft,
We're talking about an inside operation of some magnitude that would have to have been planned for months beforehand and would have to have the knowledge and consent of the security team, which, by the way, was the same for the entire Twin Towers complex, and which was also the same security company that had the security for the airports that were affected by the hijacked airliners that day.
Well, basically, of course, but the implications are that suddenly that if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then so probably were the Twin Towers, which means that those people weren't killed by terrorists. They were actually murdered and basically in an effort to get us into the war. Basically, what did these actual committees come up with? Did they come up with some sort of report, the ones, the committees that you put together, not these government committees where people are trying to protect their jobs, but what sort of reports did you come out with to counter this 500,000-page reports?
Well, in 2007 and 8, we came out with our DVD, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. And we highlighted all the evidence there. I did that personally in a presentation with a live multimedia format to audiences all around the world, which was taped in the studio. But then a couple of years ago now, we created our film 9/11 Explosive Evidence Experts Speak Out. And these experts are 43 technical experts in their fields, including high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, chemists, physicists, controlled demolition experts, all laying out the evidence respective to their field, and it is just devastating to the official story, including in with respect to the Twin Towers. You know, we're told, for instance, that the towers were basically an event where the top portion above the point of jet plane impact, the 15-story tower in a block. In the North Tower, that due to structural weakening because of the jet fuel and the fires that ensued, caused the steel to soften, and then that caused the top portion to drive the rest of the building down to the ground. Well, there's the official story, but guess what? It's not backed up by any of the photographic or video evidence whatsoever. In fact, it itself, this top block, is destroyed. Very similarly to Building 7, a classic controlled demolition for the upper part of this building. It just telescopes down at almost free fall acceleration, straight down, accelerating through the path of greatest resistance, the hundreds of columns in the way. 240 columns, I think, altogether. And this then, as if they all gave up all at once again, just like Building 7. And after that, there's nothing left to drive the rest of the building down. What first responders here, and I'm talking about 118 of them specifically, recorded in the oral recording commissioned by the fire chief, the fire commissioner, Thomas von Essen, he recorded his crew in October. And we didn't know this until August of 2005, even though it had been recorded in October of 2001. And 118 of these first responders are talking about all of these explosions at the onset of destruction, as well as down in the lobby, in various places in the building at various times, even before the onset of destruction. In fact, in some cases, before the planes actually hit the tower. And they're talking about seeing flashes of light, many of them. This is amazing. And they talk about, well, like a demolition going off. Boom, 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 boom. All of this evidence is, by the way, on our website in our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence
experts speak out. And then what we see in the video is the lateral freely flying structural steel sections outward 60 miles an hour laterally, like a cannonball being shot out of the building, landing 600 feet away in every direction. And then the end of these beams are and columns are burning with pyroclastic-like smoke trailing them as they go out. This is an upward even and outward arching streamers that are left. Looks more like a geometry of fireworks than any kind of a gravitational collapse. Remember, gravity works down. So this is pretty amazing. In fact, there are explosions going off 20, 40, even 60 stories down below this zone of destruction. Isolated explosive ejections, 100 to 200 feet per second, very, very fast.
In fact, my understanding is that certainly certainly in your reports, certainly on the on Building 7, why you even mentioned that many of the people had been told the building was coming down before it ever did come down. They were simply told to wait, the building was coming down. I thought that was fascinating. How did they know the building was coming down?
Well, and the BBC, how did they know? I mean, the BBC reported the collapse of this building 20 minutes before it happened. It's the unprecedented collapse of a 47-story skyscraper due to normal office fires, and they're predicting it, in fact, announcing it. That's incredible.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for Richard Gaines. But ladies and gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, this is murder. Certainly, this would be a major congressional investigation. But we have the finest politicians money could buy. I'm sure most of them would not have the courage to stand up and demand that there be an independent investigation rather than simply another cover-up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Richard Gaines, but do never let this issue drop.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Suddenly our guest is Richard Cage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Barbara calling from Santa Cruz with a question for Richard. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, actually, I don't have a question for Richard, but I do have, just want to put my two cents worth in here. I mean, I have been one of these people who every time they said that there was going to be, you know, a controlled demolition of one of the old casinos in Las Vegas, I would go, oh, I've got to watch that. And I would make sure I did and see this thing come down. And then they were talking about they were going to bring this building down in, you know, between two other buildings, you know, in some city. And boy, it came straight down. And as I watched that, you know, 9/11, I mean, it was horrifying to see what was happening. But as the more I start looking at it, I went, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. That this should fall over if, you know, what they said is happening really is happening. This looks more like something I would be watching in Las Vegas. And, you know, and I really just want to say how much, Richard, I appreciate all of the work that you and your fellow people have done on trying to bring the truth to people that there is more to this than we have ever been told.
Indeed. It's a deep set of rabbit holes that can be researched, and I know Dr. Stan has wound his audience members down several of these rabbit holes for their good. I mean, we need to know the truth of what's happening. 9/11 was the, you know, the event that set up so many travesties, including the $4.5 trillion global war on terror, which destroyed our economy, as along with other factors destroying our economy, like Fed policy and so forth. But we also have lost extremely valuable civil liberties, Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, and now Second Amendment rights that our forefathers fought for us. And we give these away the first time we are seriously threatened and we ask for security from our government. And they take away our liberties in the name of security. And who was it, Dr. Stan, said those who trade in their security, their liberties for security, deserve neither?
It's a very, very famous quote, and I'm sure that who said it will come to us before very long. But anyway, is there anything else you'd like to say, Barbara?
Just came to my mind. They had mentioned that, I think, I can't remember which building it was in now, but they had closed it for several months because they were doing renovations. And I'm just wondering, what were those renovations that they were doing inside there? Were
you're
they
talking about, you're talking about Building 7. They were
no, not Building 7. It was one of the Twin Towers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We had the largest elevator modernization going on in history in both of the World Trade Center towers. In fact, this could have given an operative, undercover operative group, all the access they needed to the core columns and beams because they're right adjacent to the elevator shaft. And in fact, Ace Elevator had this contract, and we want an investigation of them. They had 85 employees in the building at the time the towers were hit by the planes, and they fled. They were. These are the experts that can help people get rescued by the fire department because they are the experts in the vehicles for that rescue, the elevator cab. So it's quite a scandal to actually document it in USA Today. And this is a very important point you bring up because people say, how could explosives have been placed that people would have seen? Well, security certainly needs to be investigated as well. Securicom, Stratasec, as we highlighted earlier, and Ace Elevator. But this would have given these people access without the occupants even knowing, other than what they were told, which was that there was an elevator modernization going on. The elevators were shut down one after the other in turn.
In fact, didn't Jeb Bush, George Bush's brother, have some association with that company?
I think it was Marvin Bush and Wirt Walker III, a Bush cousin, who were on the board of directors of Securicom and Stratasec.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Is there anything else you want to say, Barbara, before we let you go?
No, just want to thank Richard for all he and his comrades are doing.
God bless, and let me just point out, I will have to admit it took me almost two years before I could finally convince myself that this was real, that they should have a controlled demolition for building number 7. I didn't want to admit it. I finally had to.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, have a question for Richard, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Richard, how can people get in touch with you and with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and get these excellent DVDs that you put out?
Yes, we have a great website. It's AE911truth.org. That's AE911truth.org. And I recommend actually that the DVDs be ordered through your site, Stan. Letitia actually ordered some more, so you'll be in stock soon. And we want to support the radio station and Radio Liberty and Dr. Stan's important work, because he's able to go much farther than the architects and engineers go. We just start people thinking rationally about scientific forensic evidence, eyewitness testimony, video testimony, which makes it very clear that these are controlled demolitions. And then Dr. Stan talks about, well, who may have been behind us. We don't do that research, but it's extremely important research to the extent that it can be done. None of us should be speculating or finger-pointing without lots of evidence. This is a job for criminal investigators, but there's a lot more to the story, isn't there, Dr. Stan?
There absolutely is, and certainly if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And yes, we do carry the DVDs. We think they're vitally important. Well, certainly, Richard, I know you probably try to get the people in key positions in the media, key positions in government. What sort of response have you gotten, or has there been an organized, orchestrated effort to repress the truth about what really happened on September 11, 2001?
Yes, we've done our best. We have, when we had 1,000 architects and engineers, we presented that petition along with the DVD and other materials and a very important letter to every member of Congress and the White House. And we did it again when we reached 2,000 architects and engineers last September. And we do indeed have a lot of censorship. I've personally met with probably 4 dozen offices of Congress members, their staffers. They said, oh, my God, this is incredible. I mean, everybody who sees this evidence is blown away by it. And they say, oh, my God, I will show the congressman this, and we'll get to the bottom of this, and nothing happens after that. It's as if they've all somehow gotten the word, or like you suggest, have been paid off or something, intimidated maybe. I don't know what happens to our Congress members, but the same similar thing is happening in the media, where we cannot get mainstream media to report what's really going on. But this is the largest story in world history, really. The scam, fraudulent, false flag operation known as 9/11, perpetrated on the American people by a group of perpetrators who have obviously infiltrated government and industry to a large extent, and have control and power that seems unimaginable to pull something like this off. So yes, and the media will not air it. In fact, we went
to the 9/11 National Museum on September 11th with our alternative guide to the museum. It looks exactly like the guide that they were handing out, but it shows what you will not find in the museum, along with all this evidence that we've been highlighting here today, tonight. And so this is... I forgot the point I was making, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the media in America is not going to cover this. Now, that's why I do what I do, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And suddenly, this is one of the stories we've covered before, and we will cover it again. And suddenly, there are other small radio ministries like ours getting the truth out. But unfortunately, the major media in America is tightly and rigidly controlled by six major corporations. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it, The New Media Monopoly. It's available certainly by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, it goes into the background of the major corporations that control and largely control what the American people see, hear, read, and ultimately what the American people believe. Well, certainly, with well over 2,000 architects and engineers in your organization, are they trying to get the information out individually? How are they getting? How are you getting the information out, Richard?
Yes, it is largely an effort by the dozens of people in every metropolitan area who are active out in the streets on the 11th of the month, bringing people like myself and others to speak in their communities, and that's how largely we get the word out, and through radio interviews such as this one with courageous talk show hosts who have the courage to speak the truth to the people in spite of what. Even the people, people don't want to take in this message, Dr. Stan. You might have experienced this with your own listenership sometimes. There are people who just can't come to believe that the evidence in front of their eyes is what it is telling them. It turns our world upside down, and a lot of people aren't ready for this. I think your listeners are rather advanced. But when I get on a mainstream radio show, I can get a lot of criticism from people who just are in fear at hearing the evidence of what I'm saying. They can't imagine that a conspiracy, which this obviously is, just like the official conspiracy of 19 hijackers, which makes no sense. Actually, it's the most outrageous conspiracy theory of all, we want to believe that our government is here for our own good and wouldn't actually murder 3,000 people. And we don't believe that our government as a whole did this. Obviously, it's some sort of an inside coup, really, inside the government. You might term it. It's as if we're in a dysfunctional family, and to try to correct that dysfunction in that family is more disruptive in many cases, or at least at first, before the healing actually begins. Just naming, who's responsible, who's a perpetrator in a family dysfunction system, like an incestual family, for instance, it's just a horrible problem from beginning to end. But the healing process itself starts out with great travail, and fingers are pointed at the victim. And in this case, here we are crying foul, right? Well, the media, the government are calling us conspiracy theorists, loonies, all these names. CNN did this to us. After we produced this brochure at New York, and They called us liars. Well, when CNN calls you a liar publicly on their station and millions of people hear it, you can sue them. And so we're looking at defamation lawsuits right now, which may ultimately get our evidence into the discovery phase of the lawsuit if we can find an appropriate jurisdiction that isn't corrupt, because it turns out that many of the courts are corrupt as well. That was, a big awakening for me. I mean, I'm a Reagan Republican. I was actually for this war in Afghanistan and Iraq when Colin Powell went to make the case before the UN for weapons of mass destruction. I mean, I just remember feeling we got to go get those, you know what. And it wasn't long after that I began hearing the evidence for Building 7, just like you, Dr. Stan, and I was just shocked. And then the Twin Towers, all the evidence adding up that we never heard about on the mainstream media. And like you say, six corporations owning it. Well, we found out through Project Censor, a media watchdog group out of Sonoma State University, they found out that the people who own those six corporations or run them and their boards of directors are the same people who run the boards of directors of the corporations in the arms industry, the oil industry, the insurance industry, the banking industry, all of these whom profited enormously from 9/11 and who have a stake in maintaining this myth, if not creating it, if they are not the creators of it in the first place.
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to believe this sort of thing could go on. And I'll have to admit, you know, I've been at this for over 50 years. And really, it wasn't until in recent years when I was able to put it all together. And suddenly, I wrote a book called Brotherhood of Darkness. And how do you begin to put it together? Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or Sidney, The Shadows of Power by James Perloff, or Sidney, his most recent book, Truth is a Lonely War, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Because you need to get the information. You need to put this together. And right now we have Sherry calling from Tri-Cities up in the state of Washington. Hi, Sherry. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I guess I have a couple of comments, maybe a question. First, I want to thank both of you, what you're doing to try to get truth out. As Terry Cook said last night, there's a spirit of deception over this country, and we need people like you all trying to get the truth out. But what I wanted to share what I had heard on the radio today, and know if you all have heard this yourself. It was said that Paul Craig Roberts had made the comment that the Bushes were planning another 9/11 in this country. Possibly in several areas or cities, not just one. And I was really shocked to hear that.
Well, do you have a source? Do you have a source of reference for that, Sherry? I mean, basically, Paul Craig Roberts is has a lot of great information. But do you know where we could actually verify that? Because I never believe anything I hear on radio unless I can go to the original source. And I read Paul Craig Roberts almost on a daily basis. And I haven't seen that. Have you seen anything like that, Richard?
No, I haven't. I'd be interested in hearing that source, too.
Well, Sherry, would you mind tracking that down and getting in touch with me and providing me with the information before we even suggest it might be true?
Okay. Well, it's just something that I heard on the radio.
Right.
So I just wondered if y'all had heard that, and I would like to know more about it, too. I haven't had a chance to go any further than that, but I just thought it was very alarming and that we all need to be alert to that possibility.
Well, I think so, and I hope that you will try to check that out and get the information to me. You know how to reach me through the radio station up there in the Tri-Cities area.
Anything else you'd like to say? Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you. And basically, of course, our guest is Richard Gage. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what we suddenly are facing all sorts of possibilities of very real, serious problems of the present time. Our job is just to focus on this one issue. Basically, we can get all bound down with all sorts of other issues. But I really do believe that what Richard Gage is doing in focusing on what happened on September 11th, going back to something most people really don't want to think about. And yet, of course, basically, Richard, you mentioned earlier that this whole debacle over there in Afghanistan has cost us $4 trillion. Is that really accurate?
Well, there's a global war on terror. And it's not just Afghanistan, as you know, Iraq, and there's drone bombing all over the place in Africa and Pakistan. And so the buildup for this, including the Department of Homeland Security, which I think is $54 billion, you know, that part of it, the airport security, all of these changes and efforts to go after Muslims around the world and in the United States and set them up as patsies, as the FBI has done, to create distrust between religions. It's kind of a divide and conquer tactic, apparently, that's working to some extent, and it's causing us to spend our grandchildren's money on it. We can't even pay the debt that we're putting out. We can't even pay the interest on the debt, and so we're looking at a very vulnerable U.S. economy and economy around the world. In fact, as a result. So, yes, this is what I understand, that $4.5 trillion altogether since 2001, September 11th.
Well, I can certainly believe it. I think that we're headed towards some very, very serious monetary consequences. Many people think that there is going to be a monetary collapse, and I, among them, I'm not sure when it's coming. I don't know what's going to precipitate it, but almost anything could. And I know that many of the people I really have the greatest of respect for are very, very concerned that something major could happen this year or next year. We've got just about 1 minute for you to finish up the program, Richard. Once again, why don't you get your website out, and then tell your parting thoughts.
Yes, I encourage everybody to see Building 7 coming down on our website, 911-AE911Truth.org, and see the video, get the DVD from Radio Liberty. That's 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, and do something. Don't sit on this information. Send the link to our website, to every architect and engineer that you can find, and every media representative, elected representative that you can find, and everybody else that you know. The word has to get out by you and me and Dr. Stan, because there aren't very many others.
All right, fine, whatever you please. Get hold of those items from us, and then get them out to as many people as you can. Us in the on Explosive Truth. Richard, good night. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed this program. Although it's very, very difficult for people to hear something like this and realize that there are evil people in Washington, D.C., who killed 3,000 Americans, or almost 3,000 Americans, on September 11th because they wanted an excuse to take us into a war. And they took us into a war with Afghanistan because supposedly they were the ones responsible for this, even though certainly the 15 of the 19 hijackers who were supposedly responsible had come from Saudi Arabia. We have certainly some excellent 4-CD sets. One is called 911. And then we have a 911 update. And then we have a 4-CD set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? I should say 4D. They're all 4-CD sets. And then, of course, we have certainly the DVDs that certainly Richard has talked about. But you need to get this information, anything that we have made, you have our permission to copy and circulate. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So we went to war with Afghanistan, and then Colin Powell went before the United Nations, and we saw him on television, and he swore to us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell went on television and frankly lied. He had later on admitted, he said it was the one thing he regretted, that it wasn't true, but he'd been assured of it. And most of what you've been told is not true. And basically somewhere hundreds of thousands of people have died unnecessarily in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the war continues on over there. We tell us we're pulling back on Iraq, and now we're going to pull back on Afghanistan. We're going to have to leave our people there. Why, ladies and gentlemen? I said that had nothing to do with what happened on September 11th. You need to get the truth about September 11th. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The 4-CD sets, 9-11, 9-11 update, Why Did the Buildings Come Down, and then the DVDs on suddenly that Richard Gage has put out. And you can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, if you're not involved in trying to get the truth out now, when will you become involved? Because we're heading into some terrible, terrible times. We're heading into a monetary crash. We're talking certainly of destroying the value of a currency. We're talking certainly about certainly breaking down the entire infrastructure of our society. We're talking about organized evil controlling both political parties and controlling the media and largely determining what the American people think and believe. And the average individual is never going to hear these things because the media is controlled. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Brotherhood of Darkness. Simple to read. And then, of course, you need to get the book on the control of the media. It's called, The New Media Monopoly. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We know we have listeners all across America, and we hope that you'll get the information. Help us get it out. Quite frankly, we need your financial help to maintain our network of stations across America, and basically for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, while we bring you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. We need your financial help. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can subscribe to our newsletters. You can purchase our products, and we list them all. So we have so many of them. You'd like a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can see all of our items listed there. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our newsletter. Our programs on a regular basis. You can read our newsletters. We ask you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in our effort to educate the American people about the truly satanic nature of what's going on today, because there really are supernatural forces behind what's going on. They know exactly what's happening. It's just a tragedy. The average American doesn't. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.